All right, I'm calling this meeting to order. This is the Pacifica National Board teleconference on Friday, September 27th. It's now 8:37 p.m. Eastern Time, and our Secretary Richard Uzel will take the roll.
Okay, Sherry Gindelman.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons. Bonnie Simmons? Can't hear you, Bonnie. Bonnie, are you there?
Yes.
Andrea Turner. Andrea?
Oh,
can't hear you, Andrea. Joe Gonzalez.
Here.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Sean O'Brien? Sean O'Brien?
Here.
Leslie Radford?
Here.
Rico Ross? I think he had an absence. George Ryder?
Here.
Sandra Rollin? Sandra? Wendy Shrell? Wendy Shrell? Susan Young? Susan Young, Nia Bediako,
present.
Carolyn Burden,
here.
Kathy Davis, Kathy, Jamie Ross, Jim Brown,
yeah.
A.C. Bird. Can't hear you, A.C. Lizette King.
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Here.
David Beaton.
Here.
Afia Wangaza. Afia. That's 13. That's a quorum. Anybody else, LaVarn or Ricardo there?
Ricardo's here.
Hey, Ricardo.
Okay. Thank you very much, Richard. Somebody just came on the call. Who's that?
Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. Richard, can you please note that Jamie is here?
Got him.
All right. Next thing is to establish a timekeeper. Would anyone like to be our timekeeper tonight?
Happy to do it, Grace.
Okay, thanks, Sean. The next thing is approval of the agenda, which I hope you have in front of you. Are there any additions, changes, or corrections to this agenda?
Carolyn here, Grace?
Yes.
This is Mia Grace. Can you please send the agenda again?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, I just sent through an update of the Elections Committee report that Bill Crozier asked me to present. It has some additional motions and some comments on it. So there was one that went through last night that you attached to the agenda, but this is an updated one. And I just sent it through to the PNB.
Okay. So everybody should please note that. And I'm sending the agenda out once again. It just went out. All right. Any corrections, additions to the agenda besides what Carolyn just emailed to us?
This is Joe.
Yes, Joe.
I don't think we've heard yet from all the LSBs on the CAB motion, so we want to pick that up at a different time.
So you want to postpone that?
Yes.
Okay. Have we heard from any of the LSBs, do you know?
The KBFA LSB has had a discussion about it. I don't know about it. I know Mitchell Cohen sent me a note, or sent us a note, I think, a couple of weeks ago, asking for us to defer while the LSB discusses it. So, but I don't think I've heard anything else. I think I've heard Oldenbaum from Houston. But the short of it is that not everybody has weighed in, and I think we
all right. If there's no objection, then we will postpone consideration of the CAB motion until further notice. But I'll leave it on future agendas. Hopefully we'll get all the LSPs weighing in.
Madam Chair, we're at time.
All right. If anyone would like to make any other agenda corrections or additions or deletions, we would need time added to this agenda item.
Grace, I'd like to ask for 1 minute, 30 seconds.
For what?
To announce that our LSC has corrected or changed the motion on volunteers. You know, I'll be sending that forward in just a moment when I find it.
Okay. All right. And did you want
that? And now I don't need 30 seconds.
Is that on the agenda?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Motion on volunteers is down there.
All right. And you're sending it to everyone now. Very good.
As soon as I find it.
Okay, I would entertain a motion for
I'd like to reduce the time for the governance committee from 20 minutes to 15 minutes.
Okay, very good.
We only have one item.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
All right. Is there any objection
to
that?
Hi, this is Kathy. I'm on the call.
Thanks, Kathy. Richard, please note that. Any objection to deleting 5 minutes from the governance committee report? Hearing none, change will be made to this agenda. Is there any objection? Is there a motion to accept the agenda as amended?
Oh,
okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to accepting this amended agenda?
Wait, this is me. I'm not objecting. I still haven't gotten it yet.
And
my email is
screwed
up, so you can just note me as that. You know.
Okay. All right, Richard, please do that. Okay, then we will move on to the next agenda item, which is approval of minutes. Do we have minutes, Richard?
Excuse me, no, we don't.
Okay, then we'll move on to acknowledgments. Are there any acknowledgments tonight?
I just want to acknowledge Richard and all those fine volunteers in New York who have been doing such a bang-up job of helping out our sister station in New York. Thank you, Richard, and all the fine people that you're working with.
They're here.
Thank you.
I concur.
Thank you.
George.
Thank you, Sean. Go ahead, George.
I want to put a tag onto that. Richard drove up, and he stopped at all of our affiliate stations on the way up. So this was kind of he was also functioning as an ambassador from Pacifica, and I want to acknowledge that as well.
Thanks, George. Are there any other acknowledgments tonight?
Yeah, I have one. I was very keen to have the healthcare rally for a single payer that was held in Washington on July 25th, broadcast nationally. That didn't quite occur, but I want to acknowledge PFW for putting it together and getting that out in the air. At least in the Washington area. I know that it wasn't easy to do on short notice, and I'm pleased that we were able to do it.
Thank you, George. Are there any other acknowledgments?
I should say thank you, George.
Yes, thank you to PFW also. Any other acknowledgments? All right, hearing none. We'll move on to the next agenda item, which is the report of the interim executive director. And Joe, can you take the chair for my report?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I don't have a written report tonight for different reasons, although I have sent you all a lot of different things via email. So for this 5 minutes on the agenda, we can either forego the 5 minutes in light of the fact that we have a lot of things to get done, or entertain questions.
Hi, this is Les.
Hi, Les.
Grace?
Yes.
Let me ask a question. Basically, I'm in the middle of several other conversations here, including with Ilya and with Michael on this stupid key.
I'm sorry.
Am I on now or later, or what? What's the situation so I can finish my other thing here?
Well, if the body doesn't have any, we could, I imagine we could call you when we get to the election committee report, if you wish to.
Yeah.
Wait until that part of the agenda, which may be as short as a half hour from now or as long as an hour and 15 minutes.
That would be good because it's Friday afternoon and these people are still available, but not for long.
Okay. Is that okay with the body?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grace,
is there any objection to that? Let me put it that way.
Yeah, Grace, there's not an objection here, but I'm looking at our agenda, and next we're going to spend 5 minutes with the chief financial officer, and then it says 7 minutes for the national election.
Well, I know that, but the thing is, we have a whole election section. So rather than having come on twice, let's just have him come on later. And I doubt that he'll be ready in just 7 or 10 minutes anyway.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just when I looked at the agenda, I was like a little. Thanks for straightening that out.
Okie doke. Thanks, Sean. So if there's no objection, we'll just postpone the report, the NES report, to the election committee section of the agenda.
That's fine.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Les. So if we can move on to the CFO report, or I can take questions.
Yes, this is LaVarne. I'm sorry, I'm here.
Okay. Hi, LaVarne.
Hi, how are you?
Where we are is we're still at the report of the interim executive director. So
okay, thank you.
We can either, I have no written report, but if anyone wants to ask questions. Hearing no questions, I guess I'll take the chair back, Joe, and we'll move on to the CFO report.
Fair enough.
Okay. LaVarne, are you ready to give us a report?
Yes, I am. Good evening. I guess I sent a little preliminary report early this morning. But no, what we're doing as the CFO is that we are still meeting weekly with the Finance Committee in terms of looking at the budgets and trying to get them approved. And we went through the, we had approved the, well, Jamie will go through this, but we approved the KPFT. We looked at the KPFK budget, and we had a number of questions that we're going to, that the treasurer would take back to get some answers and talk with talked about the budget itself. And the other parts of the budget, again, we will move those forward to review at the next finance meeting, which would be Tuesday night. And that's basically where we are on overall basis. You know, we're running behind, and I think some of the reasons why is that we're still trying to grapple here at BAI in terms of the budget. And I do have assistance here, not only with the budget, but basically with finances that Bertil Primus is working with us. And so we have gone through the BAI's budget, and we have a good feel on that. We have also gotten into MEMSIS so that we can look at that and analyze some of the data which we'd send out in terms of any concerns with the AI numbers. That at BAI, there is a little emerge, what we're calling a house clearing end of fiscal year fund drive, and that ends at midnight tonight, so I might be called away briefly during this call. And that's basically in terms of finance. And with BAI too, what we've done is that we're engaging the call center that KPFA and KPFT are using in order to try to. Can I just stop for a minute? I don't think that's me. I hear like some noise in the background, like there's a big rat chomping on something. Can we address that?
I don't hear it now, LaVarne. Just
okay, thank you. Okay, so we've engaged the call center, ComNet, in order to address the. Basically, we're looking at unfulfilled pledges, both from the earlier drives, like the winter drive, and also the the May drive. So we will look at the LAPS members, but what we're doing is we'll have to determine exactly in terms of the number of people that we're trying to call and also work that out with the point person there at ComNet. And let's see, the other exciting things that are going on are as the budget, as we work on the budget, we're coming to the piece where we're getting to the point where, you know, we can really analyze and then start to consolidate to see what the overall picture is for the foundation at this time. So that's, I think, basically it in a nutshell for finance.
Thank you, LaVorne.
Sure.
Are there any questions for LaVorne?
This is Nia.
And Leslie.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, LaVorne. Nia, you're first.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to know, when will the budget be ready to be discussed with the local finance committee, which will then have to give it to the board, local station board?
If you can tell me when the next local finance committee is, then I can let you know that.
Well, I would assume that you'd be in consultation with Jamie and R. Paul. I don't know. I wouldn't have the answer to that.
Oh, well, Jamie is there. Well, R. Paul is not on the call because R. Paul is not on the PNC. But perhaps
when will we be ready for Jamie?
Well, that's what I was asking. When is the next meeting? But you said you don't have that answer.
Okay, LaVorne, will the budget be ready, do you think, for Tuesday?
Yeah, we are done. Bertel and I are actually, we're trying to, Andrew's going to come in. I'm trying to engage, like last year, Andrew was not engaged in developing the
LaVorne,
budget.
LaVorne, let me stop you. It'd be best not to mention.
We will finish up what we're doing this Sunday. So we will have, a version for you. We're finishing up the expense part of it, and we're trying to as a group here at BAI, you know, as the general manager, as the new finance position, and as the business manager, we're going to work tackle the expense part of it on Sunday. So hopefully we should get something. You know, each day we're tackling it. So this time, and plus we were able to do some of the analysis out of Mensis. We got access to that, so that we could look at the analysis that in there and do some real analysis on our listenership. But thank you, Grace, for pointing that out.
Okay,
so that's where we are. Yes, so yes.
Right.
So that's the plan, is that we will all be in here on Sunday.
Okay.
We are done.
All right. Let's let Leslie ask her question, and then we'll go on to the next agenda item. Leslie, you had a question?
Yeah, two quick ones. First of all, LaVorne, I can't find your report from this morning, and I would appreciate it if you would send that to me when you can. And secondly, when can we expect at least a preliminary end-of-the-year report?
Oh, that's the one that I sent out, I guess, to the business managers. I'll send that information out. I did a complete outlook on that, and I will get that and send that to the PNB right now. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, LaVorne.
Sure.
The next thing on the agenda is a continuation of a discussion we had at the last meeting, and that's that labeled agenda item 6, arbitration agreements for directors, delegates, and all new management hires. And Ricardo, I'll throw that over to you. And I did email those. One board member mentioned to me the difficulty in opening up the file, so if more than one, we may have to just read those out loud, because I was not able to, it was a read-only document, I was not able to convert it to a different type of file to send it out again. So, does anyone not have that email that I sent about an hour and a half ago? Hello?
I have it.
Okay. All right. So, Ricardo, I'm turning the floor over to you.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. Hi. At our last board meeting, you all were open to having me put something in writing with respect to arbitration agreements between Pacifica and governing board members and between Pacifica and management employees, non-contract management employees. And I've done that, and those are the emails that Grace was referring to. Does anybody have any questions with respect to the language?
Is this the arbitration agreement? I'm kind of confused as to which one we're talking about.
Okay, all there's
There's two agreements. One is a standalone agreement. It's called the voluntary arbitration agreement. And that's between management, I'm sorry, that's between Pacifica and governing board members. There's a second, what I would call an arbitration clause, as opposed to an agreement, because what I suggest is that an arbitration agreement with our management should be made pursuant to an employment contract. Now, with PMB members, there is no employment contract, so it's a standalone agreement. Now, the distinction between the two is that the governing board agreement, because some of our governing board members are also employees, specifies that the arbitration agreement it does not govern and does not apply to any dispute involving employment action. The purpose of this arbitration agreement between the governing body members and Pacifica is to resolve non-employment disputes, election issues, governing issues, things of that type. And so, besides the language where the parties agree to engage in arbitration, that is in common arbitration clauses, I included a provision that does not apply to employment actions. For obvious reasons, I didn't want a staff member to give up his rights on an employment action through the back door. And then I have a separate clause which sets out that this is a fully voluntary agreement between our governing body members and Pacifica, that it's not a requirement to sit on our governing boards to sign the agreement. I've reviewed the law in Texas and New York, and it is legal to have arbitration agreements as part of employment contracts, such as to require employment discrimination issues to be resolved through arbitration. There's two issues. There's two different weights as to each of the arbitration agreements, because with our employees, we're speaking of their livelihood, which is not the case with board members. And then with board members, we can't force it, but we can, if we wish, force it with our management employees. You do have the prerogative of asking our management employees to enter into arbitration agreements voluntarily, not make it a condition of employment. And a way that you might be able to do this, if that's the way you would like to approach it, is to tell our management employees that that we will give them an employment contract as opposed to treat them as merely at-will employees, if they're willing to enter into an arbitration agreement.
Ricardo?
Yes.
Okay. Just a little frustrating. Is it possible to open the document, put it in the body of the email, and send it to us all, because many of us can't open it?
Okay. The problem is I tried to do that, and the document is read-only. Ricardo, I don't think, do you have the capability of resending it as a document that can be manipulated? We can have somebody read it aloud.
It's in the newer version of Office, and many of us can't open it.
Yeah.
Well, let me send
it to everybody as a TIFF file, which is just basically a picture of it, and I'll do that in just a moment.
Okay.
Can you forward it to everybody, George?
Yes, I can. It'll be readable.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Hey, Grace, this is Wendy.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you guys that I'm here. I will probably get knocked off, but I'll try and come back.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you.
You know, while we're waiting, I suggest we take up one document at a time, and let's start with the shorter one. Does anyone but me, besides me, have it in a form that is open? And wants to
I have
sure
it.
To read it? Okay, well, you're sending it out, George?
Sending it out, right.
Okay, so I'll read it out loud. It's short. If someone else has it, you can volunteer to read it out loud. But anyway, I'll start. As the exclusive means of resolving any disputes arising between them pertaining to this employment agreement or its subject, including any tort claims, a party may submit any dispute to arbitration administrated by the American Arbitration Associates under its rules and procedures, and each party hereby consents to any such dispute being so submitted. Judgment on the relief rendered in any such arbitration may be entered in any court having jurisdiction. The Pacifica Foundation shall bear the costs of the arbitrator, but the parties shall bear their respective costs for all other expenses in bringing or defending the arbitration petition. This is the sample arbitration clause that can be inserted into a hiring agreement. All right. George, have you sent your...
Not quite sure.
Okay. If you like, I'll read it again. Would anyone like it read again? Hello?
Grace, yeah, do please read it again.
Okay. All right. Here we go. As the exclusive means of resolving any disputes arising between them pertaining to this employment agreement or its subject, including any tort claims, a party may submit any dispute to arbitration administered by the American Arbitration Associates under its rules and procedures, and each party hereby consents to any such dispute being so submitted. Judgment on the relief rendered in any such arbitration may be entered in any court having jurisdiction. The Pacifica Foundation shall bear the costs of the arbitrator, but the parties shall bear their respective costs for all other expenses in bringing or defending the arbitration petition. All right. George, did you send the documents out?
I'm having a little trouble. It'll be just a moment.
Okay. Are there any questions for Ricardo about the wording here?
I'm sorry, again, Ms. Carowin, this applies only to management or to...
This cannot apply to the collective bargaining unit unless it's part of the collective bargaining agreement, and that's not what we're proposing. This would only apply to management. That would be non-union people.
do all stations have collective bargaining units?
No, Texas does not.
Right.
But at this point, we don't want to be making necessarily employment contracts with everybody in our station in the station. So I'm not ready at this point to, for example, say, well, we can do it in Texas, so let's cause everybody in Texas to go into collective bargaining agreements. I feel comfortable in doing that with management, and there's still some discomfort in telling management, guys, sign this if you want to keep working here.
I bet.
So that's why I'm giving you all, if you feel the same discomfort, the alternative of asking our management employees to do so voluntarily and dangle a carrot by saying, and you'll have an employment contract, which means they'll have some security. But by the same token, we'll have security to the extent that we're not going to be facing lawsuits from them.
Okay. I believe to remind everybody what was on the table at the last meeting when we discussed this was for us to agree to request that all new management hires agree to an arbitration agreement, and some members asked for wording, and this is the wording, and for that particular section. The other thing we discussed was a voluntary arbitration agreement to be signed by PNB directors if they wish to. But why don't we take up one concept at a time. So the first one would be the shorter one, which I just read twice, and which George, have you sent it out already?
Yes, it should be arriving.
Okay, so you'll have it in front of you in a minute. Yes.
This is Mia. I'd like to hear what folks say. You know, in light of those people not being able to read it, I don't know whatever time that this was sent, which was today, sometimes by the time I get it, I think that maybe we need to, or whatever, so we have time to really read this. I mean, when we have the discussion, I have some concerns about it, you know. I know it's voluntary. I'm aware of that. But now that we have it, maybe we should bring it up at the next meeting, so we have time to read it.
Okay, I'd like to say something. I just read it twice over the phone, and we're not talking about the voluntary agreement. This is a clause that would be included in all contracts for new management hires. That would mean the executive director hire and all when we hire permanent general managers, which will be happening hopefully soon.
Right.
And if you wish to make a motion to postpone, that is, of course, your right.
Can I interject, Mia?
Yes.
For your comfort, if you agree to this, I'm going to be putting together employment contracts for executive director, for station managers, for program directors, for HR directors, and I'm going to be bringing them to you, and it will have this language in it. And you'll be reading a lot more than just this arbitration in these employment contracts, and they'll pretty much all read the same as far as the station managers and so forth. So really what we're asking is whether the board wants to go into arbitration agreements with our management. And if they want to do that only for the new hires or for all management. And if they want to do that for management that we have now, rather, whether we want to make that a requirement, mandatory.
Okay, thank you, Carter. And some sentence that Grace read about the foundation will bear the cost of whatever. I don't remember what she said.
That's a good question, Mia. The way I wrote this agreement is so that it doesn't cost the employee any more than it costs them now to raise their dispute. In other words, now if you want to file a lawsuit, it costs you a filing fee, which is a few hundred dollars. The American Arbitration Association is not going to charge a couple of hundred dollars when you file a complaint. They're gonna likely charge thousands. And I don't want to be unfair and put employees in a position now to where if they want to dispute their complaint, they're going to have to pay thousands on top of their attorney as opposed to hundreds. And so I have a provision in there that says that Pacifica will bear the expenses of the American Arbitration Association. Since we're benefiting by not having to go to court, we'll bear those expenses. However, the attorney's fees for the petitioner, if they should file a claim, would be borne by them. So that's why I put that provision in there to keep it as it is now as far as expenses.
Okay, Ricardo. Thanks. The thing is, it's not that I don't trust you, but as the members of the board know, that I'm the kind of person, whatever I vote on, I like to see what the final draft is. So I don't want to vote on something that is going to come back, you know, after that, you know, then that ship has already sailed. I like the final thing and then we vote.
Well,
the
final thing, Mia, I'm not asking you to vote on the final draft. The final draft is only if you guys say, yes, let's do it, and then I'll craft an employment contract, which has that in there, and then you guys will approve not just the arbitration provision, but the whole thing. At that point, we'll make that a part of the employment agreement for our employees.
One question?
One okay.
Please.
All right. Wait a second.
I'd like to be on the staff.
Okay. So we're going to have a discussion about. Let's limit the discussion to the arbitration agreement for which I read twice and which has been emailed to you for all new management hires. Okay. So we have Carolyn first. Is that it?
Point of information.
Yes.
Grace, did you run this by the GMs?
Did they have a response? This is not for current management. This is for new management hires.
I understand that, but the GMs have to administer whatever system we put in place, and I was just asking if they were asked to weigh in on this.
No, they weren't.
When are they ever?
I spoke with Lemlem about it formally, and she didn't have any raging opposition to this concept.
Zach, we might want to ask LaVorn what she thinks of it.
This
on
is LaVorn. Yeah, I agree with, you know, as the CFO and as the acting GM, we need to move on this because this is too time consuming and too costly the way we're doing business now. So I wholeheartedly support what you're trying to do here, Ricardo and Grace.
Carolyn on the staff.
Okay. All right.
And
Carolyn?
You know, if I can just say one other thing about this, it is distasteful because we are cutting off our employees' rights to go to the courthouse. And I've been on the other side. However, we are a nonprofit. Rico pointed that out. We're not a pharmaceutical company or anything like that. So, you know, that assuages my feelings about it.
Okay, we have Carolyn and then Leslie.
And Lizette.
Thank you. I have two questions,
Carolyn.
Ricardo. One relates to the question of hiring letters. In the past, there has been some discrepancy between the job description and a hiring letter, and I don't know how that would affect this, or whether it would be included, or whether the question is irrelevant. And then the other question had to do with probation periods. Are they set or fixed, or does it vary with the job description? I don't know how those are created or enforced, and if that has any relation to this.
That's what I meant when I responded to Mia, that probation periods will be part of the contract if you guys decide to go with this, and we may just put six. I may leave a blank, and then you guys decide that. My thought is probably the job description would be made a part of the contract and say those are your duties. And so then you guys are, as part of looking at the contract, you're going to look at the job description and say, well, this is off or otherwise.
Okay.
So it would all be included, and the letter of hiring and all that stuff is just preliminary until the employee signs the contract, which is on his first day.
Okay, thank you. That answers my question. Thank you. Thank you.
Next, Leslie.
Yeah, I heard you say...
We are at time by 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you, Sean. I heard you say, Ricardo, that you're not comfortable asking the non-unionized staff in Texas to sign this, and you're not entirely comfortable insisting that current management signs this. And I was wondering why you're not comfortable. That concerns me greatly. Is this that clearly a disadvantage to our employees, and that there is, no reason you don't feel comfortable requiring it of the rest of the staff?
What can I say, Leslie? There's no legal issue around it. I'm just a bleeding heart liberal, I guess, if you want to put your finger on it. There's that part of it. We're not the Bank of America that's just looking at the bottom line and saying, oh, we're spending too much money on lawyers. And don't look at the people behind our decisions. And I'm part of the people that do. And anytime you ask an employee to give up their rights, it's an issue with me, and I'm sure with most of you. But legally, the courts have said we can do this. Now, on the other side is, as LeVar pointed out, we're deluged with litigation. I'm surprised KPFA is afloat, given the amount of money that they've paid over the last 3 years on litigation. And the other side is that we're not the Bank of America. We're a public nonprofit, not a public, but a nonprofit organization that serves the public good. And so there is a reason on the other side, as Rico pointed out, to say, well, you got to bite the bullet. And I'm sure that's one reason why it hasn't been done, even though it's come up before you many times. But
so it would be
my recommendation, I'm not comfortable with it, but I recommend you do it.
Okay.
I highly recommend you do it.
Okay. Sean, are we out of time for this agenda item?
We've been out of time for about 5 minutes.
Okay. So would anyone like to spend
15
time?
Minutes.
Okay. And is there a second for that?
What was the motion?
Move to extend time for 15 minutes. Is there
second.
A second? Okay. Is there any objection to extending time for 15 minutes for this item? Hearing none, the next person on the stack is Lizette.
Yes. I was quite interested in the fact that one
GM was asked, and another who happens to be here was asked, and I'm not happy with the others not being asked, especially at PFW, where we just recently had a matter to deal with. I would prefer us to have the views of all of them.
Can you respond to?
Okay. Sorry.
Ricardo?
You asked me to respond to who?
To Luzette. Did you hear Luzette's question?
Yes. I mean, it's a legitimate question. She feels we should get feedback from our general managers. You know, it's up to you guys to decide whether that's justifiable or not. I'm certainly okay with it.
Okay. Would anyone else like to be on the stack? I may.
George, Dave, to the stack. George.
Okay. George, and then Dave.
I'd like to move to postpone consideration of this particular item, not the other one, but this one, until we've had a chance to hear back from the general managers, and that will be requested prior to the October meeting.
Okay. And I assume Luzette would second that.
Yes, I do.
All right. Is there any objection to this postponement of this arbitration clause? Until we get feedback from the general managers. Hearing none, we will postpone this section.
Point of information?
Yes.
Are we going to be, you know, I know that we're in the midst of looking at candidates. Is this arbitration agreement going to be done if we were to pick a new ED in Houston?
Well, the intent was to have it apply to all new management hires and especially to the executive director position and to all general managers who will be hired and then, of course, to program directors as well to limit our liability as a foundation.
So should we? So if we postpone this to the in-face meeting, am I right to assume that we should deal with this first before we deal with any of the ED issues or candidates?
No, Sean, it doesn't make any difference.
Oh, that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to know, Ricardo. Thank you.
You know, I would request. I have a question myself about that, Ricardo. Wouldn't it be fairest to the candidates to let them know beforehand?
Mm-hmm. Sure, we can let them know that.
Okay.
We can let them know that the board is likely to give them an employment contract and ask for an arbitration provision in it.
Okay, so we don't have to vote on it. We can tell them they're likely to. Okay.
Right, but, I mean, hopefully you can vote on it before, not that it makes any difference.
Okay.
That's the point I was making. Oh, excuse me, I've not been recognized. Pardon me.
Okay, I hear that. I understand that. Okay, so we have a motion to postpone that was put on the floor by George. And
motion to postpone was already passed. You asked for objections. There were none.
Okay,
basically,
Sean kind of had an objection.
Yeah, I'll have an objection if I don't want any confusion when we come to our ED. I want to know what we're going to say to these people. I mean, what we're going to tell these people. And I don't want there to be any confusion. I think we should deal with this issue of arbitration before we even talk to any of the candidates. That's my concern.
Okay. We can deal with that in two ways. One would be to vote down this motion to postpone and take conclude this discussion tonight, or we could meet before the meeting. We could have another teleconference, or we can postpone this and until the in-person meeting. But anyway, let's go to a roll call vote on this motion to postpone. Richard, can you do that? Since there's a
point of information?
Yes.
Is there any reason why this can't be put on the agenda first before we do the interviews with the ED candidates? at the October meeting?
That's what I just asked.
Well, if somebody strongly objects, if one of the candidates or two of the candidates strongly objects to being employed where there's an arbitration agreement in place, then it would either color our decision or we would have wasted all the airfare to get them to the meeting. So that would be the only response I would have to that.
This is Wendy. Can
I
say
Wendy.
Something? Hi. It seems to me that we're way before. Well, first of all, if you wanted to put an arbitration clause in the contract of the new executive director, who isn't an employee yet, that we could easily do that without having passed one that applies to everybody else who has been employed here for a while. So I don't see how this should obstruct our ED hire at all. And you know, it could just be another question in the job interview. Would
exactly.
you object to working at a place that had one? And also, we're like way to just cart before the horse to be talking about contract items for the ED. We've got a lot of other stuff to do first. We don't have an ED.
Okay. The first thing is right now, Wendy, and if for anyone else who needs clarification, we're discussing now an arbitration clause in the hiring contracts with new management hires.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. This just applies to new management hires. All right, so we're on.
Madam Chair,
Richard.
Madam Chair, point of information?
Yes.
And I just want to reaffirm this because I wasn't clear on this. Shouldn't we, I mean, I don't want to fly somebody out there to ask them if they care about an arbitration clause in their contract, and they say, yeah, I do, I wouldn't sign anything, and we got to fly them back home. We really have to make sure that this question is asked of them well in advance of coming out. And I'm not trying to undermine all the hard work of the people on the personnel committee, but this is a new issue. And if one of the three or four candidates is going to object, we should know that and save ourselves the headache and the airfare.
Grace,
thank you.
Point
that's
of order,
point
Madam Chair.
Grace, Wendy, again, please.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
We have a motion to postpone on the floor. There was an objection.
I have a point of order.
Go ahead. Go ahead. My concern is
that Mr. O'Brien's statement presumes that we're going to pass this.
I agree.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Okay, Mr. O'Brien is objecting to the motion to postpone. And now, we need to go to a vote to the motion to postpone. Richard, can you take the roll call vote on the motion to postpone consideration of this until the rest of the general managers are consulted?
Vote on the motion to postpone. Sherry Gindelman.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala.
Abstain.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross. Can't hear you, Rico.
Rico is not with us tonight.
Oh, yeah. Okay. George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rowland. Can't hear you, Sandra. Wendy Shrell.
No, I don't think it's relevant.
Susan Young. Can't hear you, Susan. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Jamie Ross.
No.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
A.C. Byrd.
Yes.
Suzette King.
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Abstain.
David Beaton.
No.
Pia Wangaza.
No.
Nine to six to two.
962.
Okay. The motion to postpone passes. And we'll move on to the
point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
So am I right to assume that we are going to contact all three or four of the candidates and ask them if they would object to such a clause in their contract in order so we know that, I mean, because if they object, it's like they, to me, they, you know, if we pass this thing, they take themselves out of the running. And really, I think we've now added a huge bit of confusion.
No.
Wendy,
okay,
on the stack.
Madam Chair,
I understand.
Wendy.
Okay, let's have, there's no stack right now because there's no motion on the floor. I will make sure that I communicate that to Sandra Rawline. The body decided to postpone.
Madam Chair, we didn't agree to that.
Pardon me?
No, we did not.
And it's no way to conduct a job search.
To have our candidates pre-screened on a pretty controversial issue that we're not even sure we have passed yet.
Just to save some airfare,
all right,
which
point. Okay,
like
fine.
Illegal.
That was fine. Thank you very much. It's out of order. It's not on the table. We're going to go on to the next section of this agenda item, which is the voluntary arbitration agreement.
Point of information?
Yes.
Ricardo, what do you figure the expense would be for an arbitration altogether?
Ricardo, are you there?
I'm sorry, I was on mute.
Could you have repeat the question, please?
What would be the expense for an arbitration agreement, assuming it goes through the whole process? Actually, I have two questions. The other question is, it seems to have been written as though the PNB can initiate this with, can initiate the arbitration with some member. Did you intend that?
Well, the yes, I intended that, although it would be highly unlikely that we would ever do that. After all, we're the boss. That Pacifica would do that. But it has to be, an agreement has to bind both sides, which means we're both bound to the same. Would make sense for us to say, oh, but should an issue ever arise, we can go to court. And so I bind Pacifica as well, at the same time that I'm asking the other party to agree, we agree as well, even though it's highly unlikely that we would ever be in the position where we would engage in litigation against an employee.
And the total cost?
George, we can't hear you.
And the total cost for running through arbitration? What are we talking about there?
There's two expenses in any litigation. It's how much it costs you to either prosecute or defend the case in terms of your attorney's fees, your investigative costs, your expenses to professionals in helping you put your case together. And then there's the court cost, which is what the court system charges you for the use of their system. Since it's a public system, it's very cheap to bring a case in state court, for example. Just hundreds of dollars, maybe $600. In an arbitration proceeding, you're paying people bill you based on the time expended, and the American Arbitration Association has a fee schedule. And it's not, since it's not public, it's not $500-$600. Depending on the issue at hand, it could be $5,000-$6,000. On the other hand, so it's more expensive to use the arbitration system than the court system. On the other hand, it's much cheaper for the other expenses, which are preparing your case and your attorney's fees.
Okay, does that answer your question, George?
Yeah. How much cheaper? I mean, we're talking another few thousand dollars, or?
Oh, good question. While a full-blown case in state court could cost as much as $150,000, that same case in arbitration would cost $150, $150,000 on our side, and maybe $50, $60, $70, $80, $90,000 on the other side, which they may not pay unless they win. In an arbitration proceeding, it might cost Pacifica $20,000 to arbitrate a case, and it may cost the employee or the other side $10,000, or even at most maybe $20,000, depending on the case.